Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now yet another radio station signal. One more way to experience Dimitri. Lucky, lucky you. That is 94.9 FM, so enjoy. You can also, and then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we do the live show, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You can see it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page or my page, profile page, Dimitri with three eyes. There are people who try to copy my picture, copy my page because I'm so popular, and look for the Dimitri Vassilaris page with the 7,500 followers. That's me. The others are, some hackers or whatever, some Nigerian princes trying to scam you. But look for the one with the massive following. That's mine. All right, so there's that. I want to talk with you in just a bit about the not-so-good Sam Club in St. Clairsville, also known as Sam's Club. I want to talk with you about the Sam's Club diesel disaster. They poured diesel fuel into the gasoline tank, causing untold damage to a number of different Sam's Club customers, vehicles. It is an absolute mess. And I've been in touch with headquarters of Walmart, which is Sam's Club, asking a lot of hard questions about what are you going to do about this, what are you going to do about that, because when I was there at Sam's Club and saw how they handled one complaint from a couple in Bel Air, I was appalled. They didn't hand them any information. They didn't tell them what to do. They said, "Well, let's we'll write down your name," and that was about it. It's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. So I've been going back and forth with the main media person for Sam's Club. And I sent him a whole bunch of questions, which I shared with you last week. I'll repeat those questions. I'll share them with you again today. And I will give you his answer. And then you tell me if this is stonewalling or not. That is coming up. If you know anybody who was affected by the Sam's Club diesel disaster, tell them to listen to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. And also watch on the Facebook Live, watch the Facebook Live stream on, of course, Facebook on Big Willie 105.5 and also on the Dimitri profile page, the one with the 7,500 followers, excuse me. The fake pages are just a joke, and we have a constant problem with Facebook, and I keep telling Facebook, you got to get rid of these. These are fakes. But the one that has the 7,500 followers, that's the real one. That's me. I've got a stupid expression against a brick wall with my red Sharpie. But look for the one with the 7,500 followers. That's me. All right. We're going to do a semi-scientific survey here. But before we do, I want you to hear audio that I think will probably infuriate you if you care at all about pedophiles and about punishing them. We're going to do a semi-scientific survey on our phone system here. We want you to vote. This is the question that we're going to be asking. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? Yes or no? Here's the phone number. We're not going to open up the lines yet, but write it down. Put it in your phone. Give it a star. Make it one of your favorites. It's Dimitri's Hotline. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. 90. First-time callers are especially welcome. But first, here's a montage, if you'll pardon my French, of all the different people in the Trump administration who assured us that, oh yeah, there's an Epstein list, and oh yeah, we're going to be going after these guys, we're going to be exposing them, and we're going after all of them.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I guess I would.
Release the list.
Seriously, we need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
Will you work with me on this issue so we know who worked with Jeffrey Epstein in building these sex trafficking rings?
Absolutely, Senator. Child sex trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past and how we are going to countermand missing children and exploited children going forward.
Just last week, the president's excellent pick for FBI director, Kash Patel, vowed to work with me in releasing the Epstein records and breaking apart the trafficking rings that harm countless women and children across our country.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that.
All this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
No.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8. A truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. It's a new administration, and everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
I know the Attorney General has committed to releasing those files. I would defer you to the Department of Justice on her timeline, but when she has made a promise in the past, she has kept it, and I'm certain that she will in this case as well.
Welcome back.
Cue the sad trombone. This is pathetic. This is beyond pathetic. Honest to God, this is beyond pathetic. I couldn't believe it. After all this time, all of these people, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and President Trump and J.D. Vance, everyone, we're gonna get to the bottom of this thing. We're going to hold these people accountable. Pedophile. We're talking pedophiles, grown men who fly to Epstein Island to rape little girls. That's what they were doing. And God knows what else, drugs and everything else, I'm sure. So they could all be blackmailed. There's a lot of speculation about who was behind the blackmailing. Jeffrey Epstein was the guy who organized all of this stuff. But there's lots of speculation that it was our government working in cahoots with another government or governments that were doing this, because if you can blackmail enough important people in the United States, as well as in England and Israel and everywhere else, now you can control their votes. And you can have them vote any way you want, or else you're going to release the information. And they go to prison. Never in a million years did I think that President Trump would betray our trust regarding these pedophiles. Never. Never in a million years. But when I was watching that one meeting with the president and his cabinet, and the question came up to Pam Bondi about, what do you mean there's no Epstein file? What do you mean you're not going to do anything? And Trump was trying to run interference for her, saying essentially, I don't know why you're interested in Epstein. We got to move on. We got all this other stuff. This is old news. This, I thought to myself, oh my God. One, I can't believe you're actually taking that position. Number two, running interference for her makes you look even worse. And he's still sticking with Pam Bondi. There are news reports, lots of reports on Twitter, lots of them, that Dan Bongino, who I guess is the assistant FBI director, I forget what his title is ready to resign because he couldn't believe that the Trump administration, and ultimately this is on President Trump, he makes the rules. Pam Bondi is his attorney general. He's defending her. Obviously, he supports her. You got to know how to read the room. Trump is typically very, very good at that. Not this time. A few years ago, he made a very interesting statement. That was an exaggeration, of course, but it spoke a lot of truth. This was, I guess, when he was first running for president in, I think, 2016. And he said, essentially, that he could walk down Fifth Avenue in New York City and start killing people and his followers would still support him. In other words, he could get away with virtually anything because he was that popular with his base. And there was a lot of truth to that. There really was. Even though that clearly was an exaggeration. It wasn't meant to be taken literally. But even that rock-solid foundational support is now gone. There are an awful lot of people, hardcore Trump supporters, who are absolutely appalled that the president would break his word, as well as all these other people who work for him, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and who had been a talk host here, we've been carrying his show, and J.D. Vance, and Pam Bondi, and you know, God knows who else. Can't believe it. And what we're talking about here are pedophiles. People who rape little girls. And by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if they also had underage boys there for the other important people who were not heterosexual. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But after all of this, after what you just heard, this montage of all of these people before a few days ago saying, oh yeah, we're going to complain with all of this and we're going to know everything. And now Pam Bondi is saying, what list? It's difficult for me to wrap my mind around this. It really is. Protecting pedophiles? How do you justify that? Even if it means exposing that virtually everybody in our government has been blackmailed, is being blackmailed, and that's why they vote the way they do, even if it's all 535 members of Congress in the Senate and the House, even if it's every member of the Supreme Court, even if it's every member of the Trump administration, including the Trump family, I don't care who it is. You got to come clean. You got to tell us who these people are, who these monsters are. We suspect a lot of them are the multi-rich, multi-billionaires in the tech industry, the tech bros. But there are also lots and lots of politicians. Prince Andrew, for God's sake, in England. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to take a short break. Now we're going to open up the phone lines. We want your opinion, MAGA Nation. We want your opinion. Should President Trump continue to protect the people on the Jeffrey Epstein list and the men who flew to Epstein Island? Yes or no? The Dimitri Hotline number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490.